Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
What's up, y'all? Jazzy Bell here, Women in Hip Hop Podcast. All right, I'm just going to go for it because I just got off a live. Oh, I need some lip gloss, I feel like. But you know what? It's for my audio fans mainly. But this is going to be on YouTube as well. So, either way. Hello, Women in Hip Hop lovers. Jazzy Bell here for Women in Hip Hop Podcast. And listen, we're going to talk about Bigfoot. I've been trying to keep up with this rap battle between Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know what to feel or where to go with this because I don't know what's facts and what's not. Tell my people to quit texting me to interrupt it. So here's the thing. I'm hearing she's breaking records. Nicki Minaj is with this song, Bigfoot, that apparently or allegedly people hate. So I'm like, where is the sales coming from? Now, granted, you got to listen to it in order to know if you like it or if you hate it. So I was like, is that it? I don't know. So I can only give my personal opinion. And here's my take on Nicki Minaj's diss track, Bigfoot, towards Megan Thee Stallion. It was mid. Should I do a reactional video? All right. Well, let's do it. But I've heard it a couple of times, and I do want to give my quick rundown, so maybe I'll play it afterwards. In the beginning, I thought she was doing good. She was on the good foot. I thought she was on a great pace. I thought what she was saying was hitting. I appreciated the bars and everything. And right around in the middle with that Gayle King line, and it was like some dead air in between that, and it was like an unnecessary ad-libs, like, That's when I realized, oh, shit, that instrumental or that the beat didn't get cleared. And is that what we're listening to? Is that the reason why it sounds off? Ironically enough, you couldn't catch the beat. And I'm like, that's because this song was tailored to a specific beat that she unfortunately wasn't able to use. So she stuck with this beat. Not that this beat is bad, but the lyrics wasn't catered to that beat. So I think that's why the song sounds a bit half-assed. So anyway, back to the Gayle King line. Right around that time, if you go back and listen, right around that line is when she lost me. And I was like, okay, maybe that's why, but come on. Nicki's a pro. She gonna pick this shit right back up. Never got there. It just never quite hit. Again, in the beginning of the song, I was like, okay, all right, okay, all right. Right in the middle, right with that Gayle King line and all that unnecessary dead air and ad-libs, she lost me. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then as she continued on, then you go to the dead mama. And I was like, oh, man, we already heard this. We already heard this on IG Live. It's no shock value in that anymore. And then the repetition of it all. Damn, I was like, okay, wait, are we going to get more bars? And then we didn't get more bars. We got what some people called an audiobook, which I thought was funny. we got not a TED talk, but we got some conversation. We had some warning shots, I suppose, of her saying, you know, this is what killed me. So at the end, I felt like she kind of bowed out. She surrendered almost. She threw in the white flag because you can't preface a potential diss track with, oh, you know, I went light on you. You know, the next one is going to be crazy. It's like, no, but Nikki, this should have been crazy. Why do, what's the saying again? Look, I'm about to fuck it all the way up. Why do tomorrow what you can do today? Yeah, there you go. Why are we waiting for you to give us that hot fire? If you don't give us that shit now, we want it all now. No hose bar. Nothing is left on the fucking floor. Like, give us it all, Nikki, because that's what we want. That's, nothing is promised tomorrow, baby. And I don't know if she thought what she produced was good enough. I don't, here's the thing. What if she doesn't respond? Are we never going to hear these 4 to 5 tracks that you allegedly have stashed in the can? And then as a fan of both of you ladies, but as a fan of hip hop and a fan of battle rap, I feel like I missed out. I feel cheated. I do feel cheated. I hate that you didn't get the chance to use the beat that you originally had made with your lyrics. I do feel like that plays a part in why your diss track didn't necessarily hit as hard. It's not a total dub. Again, in the beginning, I was rocking with you. One of my favorite lines is when you said, she wanted to party with the baby while playing with Tory's toupee. It was something. Wait, did I ever written down party with the baby while rubbing on Tory's toupee? Like, the play on words, like, Nikki's a wordsmith. Nikki knows how to put in all these different metaphors and double entendres. And, like, she's a lyricist. So I was like, okay, I'm fucking with this. She had moments in there. I'm not bothered by the Bigfoot. Get up on your good foot, because we know that Nikki's comical. She's a theater chick, so she knows how to implement that as well. So I actually enjoy that line. I know everybody's like, one fish, two fish. Come on, y'all know Nikki been rapping like that for a while. It's not about what you say sometimes. It's how you said it, or how you say it. In her case, Nikki has always played on, her words can be very simplistic, but it can also be very, not hard, but like, yeah, if you're not into double entendres and metaphors, you got to dissect her bars sometimes. So it's not like her music is dumbed down, not at all, but Nikki knows how to do it all. And, I felt like in the beginning of Bigfoot, I was getting that. I really felt like I was getting that. The French Montana line, I don't know if y'all caught that. I like that. Something about a clinch, something in French. But see, I wouldn't have known that she was referring to French Montana if she didn't go on social media and said that she saw him and her kind of getting close on a balcony or something like that. I don't know who humped a minor child. I don't know about that line. Fuck your mama boyfriend. Yeah, you know, nothing is off limits again. You know, I talked about that in the last video, so I won't beat a dead horse. No pun intended. I don't know what's facts about that. Who told her that? Damn. If you really have 4 to 5 other songs in the can, Nikki, just drop it. Don't wait for her to respond. Because I know that you keep posting your stats and these numbers, but the streets is talking and they saying you lost. The streets is talking and they saying that this diss track is whack. I personally don't think it's 100% whack. I said I think it's mid. So I'm release it. You don't need her to respond to you to release it. But hey, I went on live and people said that you shouldn't have done this in the first place. That I disagree with as well. And maybe because I'm a hip hop head and I know you are too, and I know that you ain't running from a battle. So I'm glad that you are in this shit, in the thick of it like this, but I don't think that you should be, I don't know, sparing anybody's feelings. Hey, girl, give it to us all. I understood why she put the acapella on there. To me, I feel like I like the acapella better. It's weird. That's how I knew for a fact that the beat just wasn't tailored for her lyrics or vice versa. Because when you listen to the acapella, you can really hear what she's saying. You can really catch her metaphors and all that she's putting out. Like, you can really hear it. And I appreciate it. Up until I didn't. But again, with the acapella, the beat is not interrupting her flow, so I appreciate that.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Acapella version. More. I wonder how you guys feel about that. The lying light bulb, girl. Everybody lies about that shit. Lies about all the surgery. I don't know. She got a nose job. You said wait till that shit heals. She looks good and healed to me. But everybody does, you know. But yeah, that party with the baby by rubbing on Tori's toupee. I don't know. I really like that line. I really did. And I think she has a couple of lines in it that I like. So, you know what? Let's go to it while I'm getting a call. And my battery is not charged fully. So whatever little time I got, let's play the song. Artist. Wait, I didn't buy it? Shut up. Come on, iTunes. I added it to my playlist. But that's all right. It's all right. Bigfoot. Been trip, been doing it, been at it. You're feeling such a bore. Jumping the body, no honey, through the straw. Bitch, you really stop the dialogue. Oh, I hate all of hold on, y'all. I got the wrong case for this phone. Okay, now, just pay attention to how she's riding the beat. And the beat is very simple, and that's cool. We don't need a lot of going on, but in the beginning, I think she has a great start. Let me know if y'all agree.
Why did you lie about your lipo? Fucking your best friend, man, is crazy. You the type. You was lying to the queen and you been lying to the king. Yeah, the 30-year-old seems so stale. Kindly kicked you out and made you stumble to the bar. Bars, I need a good alcohol bar. Wait, that was the bar. Like a bodybuilder, I keep waiting the bar. Fuck you, get shot with no scar. This girl, you're taking toxic. Somebody adopted.
Okay, that was the dead air part. So it's the piggy part. I don't know why I always thought it was the Gayle King part. even then, when she talks about, when she raps about the line that we first got a snippet of, the Bigfoot and all that, the following line of that, it still didn't hit hard. You trying to steal the sauce, get up on my cookbook. I do feel like that would have hit harder if we would have heard the original version. I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. But yeah, let's continue going. Fucking your best friend is crazy, but you the type, though. You was lying to the queen, then went lying to the king. Gail, that 30-year-old T stale. Now, I heard her say that on live, so it sounded like this song wasn't prepared. Did she really write this after hearing his? I don't know. I just thought Nicki was a little more strategic than that. I felt like all this time she's been baiting her and sneak dissing her. That she's like, this girl eventually gonna bite. Is she a real rapper? Which, Megan Thee Stallion is a real rapper. I'm prepared. No? Am I tripping? But she did say that line on, I want to say IG Live, where she said, y'all talking about 30-year-old T as far as her men being accused of sexually assaulting a woman. Like, that's all y'all can say. That's all y'all can say. Okay. But I don't feel like that should have been put in this song, that line, after went lying to the king, Gail, that 30-year-old T, so stale. Kylie kicked you out. It made you stumble to the car. I don't know. I don't know. It's missing me.
Bars, I need a good alcohol bar. Roman Wait, that was the bar. Like a bodybuilder, I keep facing the bar.
Roman Wait, that was the bar. Where is Roman? Because I don't hear Roman over here. When I heard Roman, I said, oh, shit. So this is like towards the middle of the song. So I'm like, okay, we about to get some more Roman. Finally, all these years, he's back. I feel like the last time I heard Roman, he made an entrance on the Queen album. At the end of Barbie Dreams, right? When she went to, I just threw up on the track, something like that. And I'm like, that was so fire. Where is Roman? But I saw her in an interview recently and she said, I know everyone's asking for Roman, but she doesn't like to break him out on. She doesn't like to do him. Like, she don't really fuck with Roman like that, but we do, which is so crazy. I would have loved to hear Roman make a real appearance, like really get on that Roman's revenge type shit. Wow. Wow. Nicki, if you have that in the can with those 4 to 5 songs you're talking about, don't wait for Megan to respond. Just release that shit, please. See, it was riding the beat. What the fuck is this? It's been downhill from there. I hate bobbing my head to this. Maybe this is a little bit of Roman. Okay. Nicki, no. We don't want to go easy on anybody. We don't want to. We want to keep the same energy. We want you to go hard. If somebody would have said that to you, you would have been like, bitch, who the fuck? You're going easy on me, bitch. Bring it. I wish you could have brought it. Because don't go easy. Because now you make an excuse, I feel, for people to say that this isn't a great diss track. Say less.
Fragments, good ass bitch. You know, whenever I meet a woman that would fuck her friend's man,
we've been there already, beating a dead horse.
I know that they have a very evil spirit. I don't think you want the next installment of this song. I know it's the most attention you've ever gotten.
I don't know.
But
want Flo Ho. I don't know all the attention. Megan gets attention. She doesn't need rap beef to get attention. She's been quiet, though. Again, I don't know what's going on. But when Megan comes out, and now that she's back, we'll see how consistent she is. She's been, you know, came out with Cardi a little bit and peeped her head in and did the snake, you know, the cobra, right? That really didn't do it for me. So that's why I think that line was hitting at first when I got me excited, because she said, you know, you fell off, get up on a good foot. I mean, it kind of appeared at one point that Megan fell off or was falling off. I think she did a mixtape. I really didn't like it like that. Again, Cobra came out and I was like, okay, I don't know. It was just something just wasn't quite connecting with her music and me personally. And from other people's opinions that I've heard, they felt the same way. So when she said it, I was like, oh, okay, well, damn, that hurt, Nikki. But this is battle rap, so let's fucking do it. She said the Megan Law, she attacked you and your family. And now you hit her with mocking her trauma and her being shot in the foot and going after her career. And the run that she's been having recently hasn't been that great. Okay, did she fell off? If she fell off, don't get on the shot foot, get on the good foot. Like, I enjoyed that line. Regardless of what y'all talk about over there, talk about one fish, two fish, blue fish, red fish, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Shout out to all my Martin fans. Y'all know where I got that from. So I thought you were onto something with that, and I just, man, oh boy, I, we can do more. I have faith in Nikki, and who doesn't have faith in Nikki? Nikki has proven that she can spit and go toe to toe. There's no way this is the same girl that created Monster and was on a track with Kanye, Jay-Z, Rick Ross, on a track with Cameron, on the track with Eminem, on a track with Nas, even when you want to talk on her, like, Caribbean shit, like, Beanie Man, like, Nikki can get on a track with people and show up and show the fuck out. As it pertains to this particular diss track, I don't think she showed up fully, and I don't think she showed out. And I'm going to end it with this, because I like to try to keep everything under 25 minutes. Someone mentioned to me, because I mentioned to them that I feel like this, the beat fucked this song up. Because I feel like there's some bars in there that would have hit if they were executed correctly. And I think it takes the right beat to do it. It takes the beat that you wrote the bars to, at least, to execute that. And the person said to me, well, shit, she should have just put it out. I was like, how? But they didn't clear it. It's like, fuck it. The streets get it. What you worried about, streams or the streets? I said, okay. Now, that's a motherfucking bar. That reminds me of the Foxy Brown bar when she said, you know, I'm in the streets and you in the street, right? It's like, ooh, I like a play off of words like that. You know, she said, you're in the street. You, with the corporate shit, you play them corporate games, that white man games. But me, bitch, I'm in the streets. Industry versus in the streets. So are you worried about the streets and the people loving it and just hearing it and not making a dollar? Because this is battle rap. That's usually how it goes. You're either on a mixtape or you just put it out in the streets like it's not for radio play. It's beef. But if you're smart, which I understand, Nikki, try to be strategic, you make a diss track that can play in the clubs and make money off of it. Why not? You know, Nikki's about her coin. She is a Sagittarius. Every Sagittarius I know is about a dollar. But if you were between a rock and a hard place and you had to pick and choose and you chose to take the lyrics that was pre-recorded, obviously, to me, and put it on a new track that doesn't match your lyrics, I would have just took the L and said, nah, I'm about to really spank her with the actual song. And fuck it. You ain't got to approve it. Let me know. Correct me in the comments. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments and say that's not how it goes. But Sheetha was that. I don't think Remy Ma made any money with Sheetha. Nas didn't clear the beat, remember? Didn't Nikki have something to do with that? Anyway, so yeah, you made no frauds and all that, but Sheetha was the winner. We have to keep it real on that. Sheetha was the winner, but it didn't win the war, but it won that battle. And right now, honey, the battle would have been won. I think, I don't know. I don't know, because his was a great diss record. His, and it wasn't just towards you. His was just a great record. But I understand that one line hurt. I do understand that. That's, people try to play like that shit didn't hit. It hit. And it, and you should have, you should feel the way that you feel about that. Receive it. Sit in that. I agree. I feel like she attacked the family. I agree with that. And then you went, you know, even lower and attacked her mother. A lot of people are saying because you are the queen, you shouldn't have stepped down on your throne and go that low. Let me know how y'all feel about that. After much thought and consideration, I kind of understand what they're saying. And then not because she's a pop star, because I had people say, oh, she's a pop star. She should not, you know, we'll get back to the song. Oh, the song is done. We should not, she should not, you know, stoop to that level. I think differently. I don't look at Nicki as a pop star. I look at her as a rapper. Maybe I'm biased because I love hip hop. And I know when it comes to hip hop battle rap, it's crucial. And she's always down to compete. But as it pertains to her saying, dead mama, I swear every time I say it, it irks me because y'all know that, you know, my mother passed away. So it does something to me. I actually had to go to therapy for you for being okay with saying the, I used to call it the D word. I couldn't say dead or death for the first 2 years after my mother passed. I couldn't say it. Like, it would just do something to me. So I'm realizing now that it still has somewhat of a small effect on me. Like a small visceral effect. Like, I feel it. And I don't know if that's going to age well. I don't know if that's going to age well for Nicki. I don't think it's going to age well for her, I won't say her legacy, but maybe. Because that's what her fans are saying. People that feel like she shouldn't have went there feel like, man, you are Nicki Minaj. You ain't got to do that. You could do better. I'm just saying when it comes to hip-hop battles, nothing is off-limits. I'm not saying I agree with her going there. I'm just saying nothing is off-limits. Now, what I'm hearing is people saying, based off of who she is and what she accomplished and the type of status and stardom that she has, she didn't have to go that low. And she's a real lyricist. She could have been smarter. Like, she can, so other words and stuff or things you could use to go there. That's the feedback that I'm getting. But yeah, that's my, that's how I feel about this diss track. But y'all, I'm really just a hip hop head, and I like when the attention is on female rap, because when it comes to female rap, I just feel like the love isn't there enough. I mean, hell, we don't even have the best female rap category at the Grammys anymore. And the Grammys is coming up next week. And it's because there's not enough female presence. At the time, it wasn't. But now with this resurgence, I do feel like they need to bring it back. But they probably feel like there's no longevity in that. And shit, they're probably right. But when you have battles like this and the magnifying glass is on us right now, I think it's a perfect time for everybody to start coming out. Look, you got JT coming out with a song. Shit, I just saw Lotto drop the record with J-Lo. Like, come on now. I'm hoping Cardi drops something. I feel like Cardi, this is a perfect time just to get go and just drop some music. It ain't even got to be you adding on to this beef. Just drop some music. The attention is on female rap right now. All the girlies listening, from the Cash Dolls to the Lotto to the Saweeties to the Rap Cities to the Tierra Wax to the No Name, who says she's coming out with an album pretty soon. Like, to all the girls, we need to capitalize on all of this attention. We need to capitalize on this moment and just drop fire music. This is what we need. We need people to respect our artistry, female rap. Is this thing still recording? Oh, let me see if this thing is still recording. Oh, it is still recording. Okay. Lost you for a minute. But yes, we need this for female rap. This is a great record. Megan, keep that energy. We need more from you. We need more from you. I want more from Megan. So please continue 2, drop new music, drop fire music. Yeah, this is good. We need people to respect female rap battles. We need people to respect female rappers. You know, they try to act like, oh, it's just, like, we don't count. When I say we, I mean women. So, y'all got the attention right now. Take it and run with it and do something great with it. All the girls that's listening, capitalize on this moment. I hope that Megan responds, but somebody asked me if I was Megan, would I respond? I probably wouldn't. Especially if the world is telling me I won. The streets is telling me I won. I'm not responding. I won. Let me take my trophy and motherfucking go. I'll let you keep spiraling out of control. I'll let you keep... Now, what I would like, I want Nikki to drop another one. Now, as a hip-hop fan, I want Megan to respond. Of course, I would love that. I want to keep this shit going. And hopefully it doesn't go crazy. Like, I don't want nobody to get hurt behind this. I just wanted to keep it on wax. Let me just say that. Because I really do mean that. The reason why I'm excited about this is because it's just rap. It's, you know what I mean? It's the sport of it all. And I like that people are paying attention to what the women are doing. So this is good for who? Women in hip-hop. All right, you guys, this is your girl Jazzy Bell. I am checking out. I will talk to you later. Deuces. Bye. Mwah. Oh, merch coming soon. Gia, get into it. I got hats and things and all that. Where my hats? Oh, let me see if I could bring a hat over here. I got some hats and stuff. Okay, I can't find it. All right. Bye, guys.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.